Hey, growers of the world, Jordan River here. Thanks for tuning in to GrowCast today. Quick heads up, membership at mygrowpass.com is opening in 9 short days. June 22nd through July 9th, we'll be accepting new members. If you've been wanting a grow pass, now's the time to grab one. You get the discounts, you get the giveaways, you get the weekly ad-free member podcast, you get the AMAs and the resources. You've heard all about it. Well, we're opening, so you'll be hearing about that. Mark your calendars, June 22nd, folks. GrowPass, mygrowpass.com. Also, some awesome news if you haven't heard, Dino Myco is giving away samples to my listeners. Just pay $6 shipping, get yourself some free mycorrhiza. Just go to growcastpodcast.com/dinosample. DynoSample. That's one word, growcastpodcast.com/dinosample. Pay the $6, get the free myco. This stuff is awesome. I just used it in my grow. Wanted to make sure that you guys knew that and take advantage of that while supplies last. Today's episode is a little bit different. I'm speaking with someone who I enjoy talking to very much. He is an MD. He's a medical doctor turned CBD specialist. So we're talking today about cannabis, but also about CBD and health science. A little bit of a different type of episode, but I know you're going to love it. I very much enjoyed it. So before we jump into today's episode, let's shout out Atlas Plant Trainer, the best way to train your plants. Connect, click, bend, and clip. 4 easy steps to growing the plants of your dreams and never running out of cannabis again. You know, the best way to increase your yield without replacing your lights or trying some new brand of nutrients is really to do better training and support. And there's no better way to train and support your plants than Atlas Plant Trainer. AtlasPlantTrainer.com. Promo code GROWCAST gets you 10% off your entire order. MyGrowPass.com members getting 25% off their Atlas Plant Trainers. I bet you're tired of bamboo stakes poking you in the face, huh? Get yourself an Atlas Plant Trainer. It's the best way to train your plants. AtlasPlantTrainer.com. GrowCast for 10% off. Join and get yourself a grow pass here on the 22nd. All right, everyone, let's get into the show. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the program. Hello, podcast listeners. Thank you for tuning in to GrowCast today. I'm your host, Jordan River, and thank you for tuning in. I went and said it twice, but that's how appreciative I am. Before we get started, please share GrowCast with a friend. Give us a good rating and review. Always share GrowCast. Check out The Homegrown Helpers by Rob Smith for more growing talk, and the Coffee Health and Science podcast, my other show. We have CBD talk today. So interested to speak to an advisory doctor to our partners, Rooted Life CBD. He is a physician. He is a CBD specialist. Dr. Jean Talleyrand is on the line. How are you doing, my friend?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on GrowCast. Thanks for coming on all my shows. I do appreciate you, my friend.
It's fun talking to you, Jordan. So happy to do it.
So first, for the first time GrowCast listeners, can you give a brief background on yourself and your entry into the cannabis world?
Let's see. So I am a family medicine physician, although I started focusing on cannabis early on, 1998,
Wow.
It's when I first recommended cannabis to a patient in San Francisco. And so I've been involved in observing folks using cannabis for quite a while. It's been a very interesting ride.
No kidding, man. What is that, 22 years?
Yeah. Well, the Compassionate Use Act first started in 1996. Right. We passed in 1996. So, I, you know, when I first saw it, I laughed. I mean, I didn't know much about cannabis. patients actually taught me. So I appreciate all of those out there who have been in the cannabis culture for a while. I did my training in Northern California. So many people, as you might imagine, were using cannabis there. And so I learned a lot from the culture.
Hey, these old hippies, they don't have the same aches and pains. What's going on? I think that there's two types of doctors, the ones that listen to their patients and like are constantly evolving their views of medicine in the world. And then there are the ones that, I don't want to sound like mean or anything, but maybe they just get a little bit dogmatic and, it just kind of becomes cookie cutter. So for you to say that you listened to your patients, you went from, if I remember correctly, the East Coast, a very traditional, conservative, sterile medical environment, to the West Coast, where people are using plants to heal themselves.
Right.
That had to have been very interesting for you.
Right. Medical school was in Boston, right? So that's definitely the traditional Mecca.
Big change.
Yeah. And then coming to San Francisco, my mentor at the family medicine residency program at San Francisco General, he not only was a wonderful allopathic doctor, but he also trained himself in acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine. He would teach us meditation. We would go out for green tea, ice cream. Nice. Meditation.
Wow. So that's great. Fun, man.
Yeah.
I am obsessed. I'm not going to go off on a whole path here, but I am obsessed with this clashing of the modern medical world and, for lack of a better term, ancient spiritual practices. For those who listen to my other show, the Coffee, Health, and Science podcast, we have one of my favorite people in the world on there, Dr. Sanjeev Chopra. He's the Dean of Ongoing Education at Harvard Medical. And he's one of these guys who's, you know, like a Boston medical doc, but he also understands the research behind meditation, increasing your longevity and healing your telomeres. And he's into coffee and he understands all this stuff about coffee. I think that those two worlds were at odds and now they're coming together and we've got brain scans of meditation masters. And I think that there's a lot of fun stuff that's going to come out of that clash. Am I making sense there?
Yeah, very much so. Definitely my approach, as you said, is observational. You know, the best way to learn about these is to observe what's happening and then work our way to understanding why it's happening. Right. So
let me ask you this then, as far as CBD, what is the current state of CBD and medical cannabis research? What's exciting to you right now? What's frustrating to you right now? I think a lot of listeners are already using CBD, probably growing CBD. But as far as what's going on right now, what can you tell us?
Well, there are a few things going on. First, there's a battle out there between those who are growing high THC plants and those who are growing high CBD, especially in Humboldt County. As you may know, that there's a culture clash, if you will, and concern that the high CBD plants will pollinate the high THC and ruin the crops.
Whoa. Right.
Yeah. Right. So that's interesting. But I think there's a place for both. And so they've got to sort of make friends.
They got to work that out.
right. In regards to the research, what's most interesting to me is that CBD doesn't act alone. It probably acts best with other active ingredients.
Doesn't
from
surprise
the
plant. Me. Yeah.
Yeah. And as well, the acidic form, CBDA, may be a more interesting active ingredient than CBD. So Raphael Machulam, he is the sort of discoverer of the endocannabinoid system. And has been studying THC and CBD since the 1960s.
Wow.
And he's alive and well today and very much has done many, many studies. He's an Israeli biochemist. And he's actually created a synthetic CBDA. So after studying CBD for quite a while, he seems to have shifted his attention to CBDA and patented a new CBDA form.
That's interesting. And that A is present when, for instance, the plant hasn't been harvested yet. That's the fresh form of CBD. That's the unprocessed natural form of CBD on the plant. I hope I'm getting that right.
You're right. Yeah. It's well, you know, as it matures, you know, both THCA or CBDA will be produced in the plant. And it's not until we process the plant by exposing it to heat or light that the A comes off.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to talk to Dr. Coco about, because he's our resident kind of grow scientist, because if there's anything that could improve if there's anything that could increase CBDA or anything that would make it react, I bet he would be the one to know. But what you're finding is maybe this form of CBD is what, more effective, more bioavailable, both?
Likely more bioavailable, not requiring as high a dose as CBD, and so maybe more effective. And it's, you can easily, so if there are patients out there who will take the plant and rather than dry it and smoke it, they'll put it in the smoothie, and drink it as a smoothie. Now, there's no psychoactive high, but there is likely an anti-inflammatory effect and maybe as well an anti-anxiety effect to it, as well as maybe other potential effects.
Wow. Wow. And that inflammation, man, it seems like the more doctors I talk to, if doctors don't believe that all chronic disease comes from inflammation, they at least will tell you most of the time that it increases the likelihood of developing all sorts of chronic diseases. Are you in that same boat? Like, is inflammation really the enemy of our health?
Well, my partner's an immunologist, so if I called it the enemy, he would
be yelling at all. Okay, good correction. Thank you.
Nothing's ever all good or all bad. You know, a knife can be a positive thing in certain situations.
We need our inflammatory responses. You're right. Thank you for defending inflammation. That's true.
But you're right. It's the foundation to many disease processes. And so reducing inflammation is critical. Even in these pandemic times with COVID, anti-inflammatory medicines are very useful to reduce the negative effects.
I mean, that word just keeps coming up. That's exactly right. So I wanted to get you to dive in further, but you mentioned COVID. I have to bring up, what's up with these, what's up with these articles I've seen about cannabinoids, I want to say CBD and THC, possibly preventing COVID?
Right. Well, one of the hypotheses are that THC and CBD both have anti-inflammatory effects, maybe a better word is immune modulating effects. They affect the immune system, right? And there are two types of, you can separate the immune reaction in two types, sort of a general cellular immune response and an antibody-mediated called humoral response.
Okay,
so immunity can be separated into those two branches.
Just learned about cellular immunity from Dr. Jamie Fettig on the Coffee Health and Science podcast. I'm right with you.
Great. So, one of the potential issues with COVID is it could be producing too much of a humoral antibody response, and that may be part of the problem. One of the ways to stop COVID is to improve your cellular immune response. Right. So they both work off of each other, and nothing's ever simple. And what we think is both that THC may reduce the humoral antibody-mediated response, and it may improve, and CBD may improve the cellular response. So there's great potential for cannabis.
That's fucking crazy.
Therapeutic.
I'm always skeptical when I see like every hot subject get smashed into a headline. Like, okay. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited about medicinal cannabis more than the next guy. Clearly, that's obvious. But when I saw that article, I was like, come on. This is just two hot topics that someone's trying to get clicks off of. And then I saw another article. And then I saw another article and some quotes from doctors. And I'm like, is this for real? It's crazy.
It's for real. Yeah, it's pretty interesting how the rise of cannabis and its medicinal properties comes at a time where we're really needing good medicine because of the pandemic.
Yeah, so, anti-inflammatory stuff too. So strange.
Yes. Yeah.
Exciting. So nature scary provides. Times. Yeah, nature provides. That's exactly right. Before we return to Jean, I would like to tell you about Sweetleaf Plant Nutrients. Sweetleaf.com, SuiteLeaf.com. Promo code GROWCAST15 gets you 15% off your Sweetleaf. MyGrowPass.com members get 25% off their Sweetleaf. Along with being an award-winning line of veganic nutrients, Sweetleaf is now carrying most of the hydroponic supplies that you're going to need in order to get started and succeed in the garden. What's the best part about that? Well, the discount code GROWCAST15 applies to everything on their site, from tents to lights to everything. Along with 15% off everything, MyGrowPass.com members still receive 25% off on all the nutrient line. So check out all the new stuff at Sweetleaf.com. Check out their award-winning CalMag. Check out their new hydro setups. I know you're going to enjoy it. Hota Herb, loving them. Elaine Keevan, shout out to Elaine Keevan. Our love goes out to her today. Loving Sweetleaf, Sweetleaf.com. SuiteLeaf.com. Promo code GrowCast15 for 15% off. MyGrowPass.com for 25% off. All right, let's return to the show, everyone. Any concerns, any frustrations? I know that Big Pharma is entering the CBD space. I don't know if that concerns you.
Well, you know, pharmaceutical industry has its limitations. Mm-hmm. And it always will have its limitations because it works best with single agent products. And plants like cannabis have hundreds of active ingredients.
Right.
And likely they're acting in synergy. So pharma has been involved trying to figure out cannabis for a lot longer than the cannabis plant has been legal. They've been at it for years, and they've created a lot of synthetic analogs to the cannabinoids.
None of them have been effective, in my opinion. I hear horrible things about Marinol. Epidiolex, I heard, was more promising, but I also know epileptics who just do the tincture because it's better. I don't know if you have any insight on that.
Right. There are a couple studies showing that the whole plant extract is better than the single agent. Right.
Go figure.
Right. Right. But in order to get a product through with multiple active ingredients is between years, 10 to 20 year process or longer. So
it's weird, man. So instead, it's just a supplement.
Yeah. It's hard to push it through pharmaceutically. So likely it will be plant derived. It is. That's how it's available now.
Right.
For the most part. Now there are folks who are isolating it and producing just CBD. But again, you're going to need probably higher doses than you would if you had a combination of ingredients.
Yeah, I think that's clearly the case. So, taking a bit of a left turn, we spoke about angiogenesis on the coffee podcast, the development of cancerous tumors. I was wondering what cancer and CBD research looks like, and is there any, and why does it, have this possible benefit of preventing and treating cancers, and if it has anything to do with angiogenesis? I don't know if you're familiar.
Right, there are some reports that. Specifically in breast cancer, that CBD may impede angiogenesis. Now, this is done in the lab, not necessarily something that is determined, in live human Wow. clinical trials. But actually, I believe the studies were done here in San Francisco, where breast cancer cell lines were shown to reduce their growth.
Jeez.
With CBD. So that's interesting. So CBD may have, it also has shown signs of tumor reduction in glioblastoma. That's a brain cancer. So that's also interesting.
So I pretty much hit it on the head though, right? I mean, because what was interesting to me, everyone needs to go listen to the Dr. Sanjeev Chopra episode about cancer and angiogenesis. What was interesting to me is he's saying no two cancers are alike. This idea of a cure for cancer doesn't exist because cancers are wildly biologically different. So then the question is, how come coffee prevents a dozen different types of cancers if they're all different? He explained angiogenesis, Dr. Judah Folkman, how he used to go watch the guy speak, how the guy used to get ridiculed. Really, really interesting stuff. But I feel like I got to give myself some props here. I basically nailed it. There is some anti-angiogenic properties to CBD, possibly.
Yes.
That's so cool, man.
Definitely very, it's potentially, Now, whether it's CBD or CBDA, I'd have to say we'll figure that out as well, you know, which one is better. But definitely.
Real research there. That's killer. What about your peers? Do doctors just not know about this? Are you seeing more doctors come online to CBD? Certainly their patients have to be coming to them saying, hey, I've been taking this stuff, right?
Yeah, you're right. I've been doing this for 20 years now. And at first, you know, I heard a lot of stories of like, I can't tell my doctor. And lately it's been, I've told my doctor, or it's been, well, I'm here because my doctor told me to go seek advice on cannabis.
Damn.
So there definitely has been a change. What I would love to see is that the endocannabinoid system and the active constituents of cannabis are studied in medical school and residency programs so that we are able to help more folks, or at least observe more folks using it and know what's going on and avoid any potential pitfalls of using it. So,
do you think that could happen? Do you think that could be incorporated into medical study?
It will, and it should, and it will. It has to, because the system that's, you know, the endocannabinoid system is relatively new, but we're learning a lot about it. You might consider it, you know, part of the neurology, part of the nervous system.
That's what I was going to say. Can you explain where it exists? I know it regulates a lot of very strange things like our waking and sleeping, our sexual activity and things like that. But for a lay person, how would you describe the endocannabinoid system in the human body?
Well, for a lay person, I would say it fits between your nervous system and your immune system. And it helps, modulate both. So it may not have just one specific home, but if you can think about your immune system, it pretty much is everywhere. It's, you know, from your brain all the way down to your blood cells and your bones. And if you think about your nervous system, it also is pretty much everywhere. You know, it starts in your brain, goes down your spinal cord, but all the individual nerves reach out to every organ. It's a neuroimmunomodulatory system. Sorry about that.
That's incredible stuff, man. What did I get it correct with the sleep and the sex? What else does it monitor? What else does it regulate, this endocannabinoid system?
Appetite, your gastrointestinal system, inflammation, as we've mentioned. So sleep, with inflammation comes pain, not just inflammation, but CBD will attach to a pain receptor called the TRP group of receptors. And those receptors transmit pain. And so there are many products out there where you apply a topical ointment, lotion, or salve on your skin. Although it stays local, there are plenty of these receptors in the skin, and it'll affect the transmission of pain, almost like an anesthetic.
Jeez. I have this stuff. It says, put it where it hurts. I got it out in Beaverton, Oregon, and that stuff was just magic, just totally pain reducing. And my understanding is that those pain receptors can be quite tricky a lot of the time. For instance, people with a lot of trauma or emotional stress, they'll have this pain, for instance, lower back pain, that they just don't really know where it's coming from. And if you can kind of treat those receptors with CBD, that's a very benign, benevolent type of treatment for that pain, I would say, right? Better than popping pills every day.
The pain is not just the transmission of a negative nerve signal,
right?
It's also anxiety from that transmission and from that, you know, maltransmission, and it's also lack of sleep from that.
And so big time.
If you're using medicine that not only reduces the inflammation but helps reduce the anxiety and improve your sleep, while you're attacking the problem on many different levels, and that's really the benefit to CBD or THC.
Well, that's the big joke, right? I mean, it puts you to sleep, and then you're finally getting good sleep for the first time in 10 years because you've been part of American society and you've been overworked and you've been all these things that many of us love about America, but it chips into our sleep. And when you finally get that CBD nap, it's like, well, I'm sure the CBD is doing a lot of good things to your body, but the sleep, my friend, that's probably what's repairing so much of this. That's at least my theory.
Right, right. You've got to be careful, though, because there's evidence that CBD can create a wakeful state as well as a sleep state. And this is likely dose dependent.
That's what I heard. This is a biphasic thing, right? Too much CBD can fuck up your sleep, is what you're saying?
I would say likely the opposite, that more CBD will induce sleep.
Whoa.
And lower CBD. But everyone's different.
Sure.
You know, genetics are different. And so, you know, the usual rule of thumb is to start at lower doses and creep up until you get your desired effect.
So interesting. Super, super interesting that it creates a wakeful state. But tell me about THC. My understanding is that THC is great for those who can't fall asleep in that early deep sleep state. But I also understand that there's some evidence of REM disruption with THC. And I've been trying not to smoke right before bed recently for that exact reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. So if you look at the endocannabinoid system, and that this is without THC or CBD, you'll see that your natural endocannabinoids, that's the internal version of THC or CBD, if you will rise and then plateau and then decrease. And it's not until it decreases that one falls asleep. So your natural rhythm of endocannabinoids follows a sleep wake pattern.
Wow.
Now if you start taking THC, which will activate the receptors, often you'll get this sort of wakefulness effect, and it's not until THC starts wearing off that your sleep starts to come.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, so it's almost the coming down from THC that may induce the sleep rather than the direct effect of THC.
That is also interesting because I've always just kind of characterized it as an REM disruption, but it seems more like just a priming of a cycle.
Well, there's an REM effect as okay. Well, it does reduce your REM. So those who use THC tend mm-hmm. to have a shorter REM period.
That's me.
Right. And that is helpful for some, especially folks with post-traumatic stress disorder who tend to get these nightmares.
I didn't even think about that. Just get the REM over with, get a little bit of it, and then get on.
Right, interesting, right. Man. So it helps them get that night sleep without waking up from remembering the incident.
Extensive, right? Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting. Wow.
Right. So everything's always, there's always like a double-edged sword, you know. Using it correctly is important, and
yeah.
Sometimes it can cause harm, and sometimes it can be a great benefit, and really understanding how to use your sword is important.
Well, I mean, come on, every medicine, right? Every medicine.
Exactly.
It's super interesting, man. Listen, I know you've got a busy day ahead of you. We don't want to keep you all the way to the top of the hour. That about wraps up my questions. How about you shout out everywhere my listeners can find you and the research project that you're working on?
Right. Well, we've established a research institute called the CESC, We're happy to have folks follow us at www.thecesc.org. We're doing observational studies and trying to publish what we find so that everyone can learn. We're a nonprofit organization, and so we're really trying to benefit the world with information, get to know this plant better.
Incredible. Also, Dr. Talleyrand is the advisor on the Rooted Life CBD board. My audience knows Rooted Life, RootedLife.com for all your CBD needs. And we talk about their advisory doctors. Well, now you've just met one. I would love to speak with you longer. Again, I know you've got a busy day. We will let you go. We will keep you up to date. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to my growing audience.
Thanks for having me, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Everyone out there, follow the show at Growcast. Follow me at Jordan River IG. You know what to do. Share the show, rate, review, all the fun things. This is Dr. Jean Talleyrand and Jordan River signing off, saying be safe out there and grow smarter. That's our program for today, everyone. Real quick, shout out to AC Infinity, the best fans out there. ACInfinity.com. Promo code GROWCAST15 gets you 15% off. Save 15% on the best inline fans that you can get. The Cloudline S series, their smart series, is excellent. Kicks on at all sorts of times. If you needed it to kick on with a timer or with a certain temperature or humidity point, it'll even alert you when temperatures and humidities get too high. 10 fan speeds, advanced programming, smart triggers, whisper quiet, acinfinity.com. Use GrowCast15 to save 15%. Do appreciate you guys. Oh, and check out their carbon filters as well. Special shout out to the people who rated and reviewed. You listeners are amazing. You came through, you rated and reviewed. We gave away a bunch of seeds. I really, really like these rating and reviews. You guys are giving us lots of love, saying how great the information is, how great the guests are. Just want to shout out Hillbilly High Test, who wrote, "Worth your time." When it comes down to it, I suppose that's what really matters, you know? Awesome. Lots of info and new ways for old dogs or old ways for new hogs. I couldn't have put it better myself, Hillbilly High Test. So thank you for that. And thank you to everyone who rated and reviewed. Congratulations to the winners of the People Under the Stairs Genetics. That's all for today, everyone. Shout out to Start to Finish. Start the number 2, finish 710 on Instagram for all your consulting needs. And soundcloud.com/jblanked if you liked the ad beat. Bye-bye, everyone. Best of luck in your grows. I'll see you next time on Growcast.